Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
You're listening to Luke's English Podcast. For more information, visit teacherluke.podomatic.com. Hello there, you're listening to Luke's English Podcast, and the competition is going quite well. I've already had quite a few votes there for different people. It's going really, really well. I'm very pleased with it. One thing, though, is that I recently realised that I'd forgotten to add someone's message onto the last podcast. I completely forgot to do it. I don't know how it happened, but I got a tweet just the other day from Wagner in Brazil saying, "What happened? Where's my competition entry? What happened to it? Was it because my English was so terrible that you decided not to use it?" No, of course not. It's just a complete mistake, just a human error. I don't know why, but it slipped through the sort of tight administrative system which I operate here at Luke's English Podcast. Somehow it's managed to slip through the system, but I've got it. I've got his entry. So this podcast is devoted just to Wagner's entry, just because I forgot to add it in the previous one. So here you go. Listen to Wagner, and if you like what he's done, vote for him. Just add your comment. Thanks very much for adding your comments and votes to other episodes and things like that. It's fantastic. So here you will now hear Wagner from Brazil. So,
hi Luke, my name is Wagner. I'm from Brazil. I'm a PhD student, and I'm moving to UK next June to spend 6 months as a fellow researcher in the Manchester University. As you can see, my English is really, really awful. So, in order to improve my English, I've been spending almost all day listening English podcast. I'm listening to it in the breakfast, in the lab, in the dinner, and even in the bathroom. I've been listening to several types of podcasts, like ESL, British Council, BBC, but Luke's English podcast is the best. It's the best one. Actually, it's the one of I listen more. About your podcast, one of them that I really enjoyed was the one about swear words. It was very funny and I laughed a lot. Congratulations for a great job. Keep in doing it. Your podcast is really awesome and I'm sure that it helps many people to learn and improve their English. And as soon as possible, make it a donation with PayPal because you really deserve it. Congratulations again. And as you say, bye, 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 bye. Say.
Thank you so much for that, Wagner. It's really nice to hear from you. And I'm very sorry that you didn't make it onto one of the other episodes. But there you go, ladies and gentlemen. That's Wagner from Brazil. And what a nice message it was, too. I think you'll agree. And what is he saying? He said that his English is awful. It's not awful at all. It's very, very good indeed. Excellent. I'm really, you know, very impressed with everyone who has sent in messages to me because it sort of takes a bit of guts to be able to sort of record your voice and then have people listen to it. So well done for everyone for entering the competition like that. So a bit of language feedback for you, Wagner. You said, I've been spend almost all day listen English podcasts. So I don't know if that's a pronunciation issue or grammar issue, but it should be I've been spending. So the ing, I've been spending almost all day listening to Luke's English podcast or to English podcasts. So I've been spending. If it's a pronunciation issue, it's that you need to add an extra syllable on the end. So spending, two syllables, right? And listening, so that's three syllables, listening. Listening to English podcasts. Another thing was just your pronunciation of British Council, so it's the ow sound, British Council, like that. And you said as well, one of them that I really enjoy it, and it should be one of them that I really enjoy, because you've used that I really enjoy. That's a relative clause. And so you don't need to repeat the, let's see, the object, right? So one of them that I really enjoy, you see, that would be correct. And also a very common mistake, you said at the end, congratulation, rather than congratulations. It always has an S on the end, congratulations. That's a common mistake. I see that one quite a lot. Thank you very much for that, Wagner. Now, since this is such a short episode, perhaps I should sort of add something else into it. I wonder if I can somehow add something to this very short episode. Maybe I can just find something to play to you. Okay, I found something, and just a piece of audio which I've got in my computer, which I thought I would share with you. What you're going to listen to is a short sketch by two comedians and actors from way, way back in the 1960s. So when this was on television, it was in black and white. But as comedians, they were kind of very, very, let's say, influential ahead of their time. And these two guys, Peter Cook and Dudley Moore, went on to have like very successful careers in comedy and in movies. Dudley Moore became a Hollywood movie star. And they preceded comedy groups like Monty Python's Flying Circus and all the other different types of comedy we've had since. And so what you're going to hear is some kind of character comedy in which Peter Cook and Dudley Moore play these two characters called Pete and Dud. And they're just like ordinary guys from London somewhere, sitting in a pub, just having a sort of normal conversation. But what you realise is that after a while they're talking about women, but they're talking about like these very glamorous Hollywood movie stars, people like Greta Garbo and Jane Russell. So they're talking about these very glamorous movie stars as if they're like normal women or something, and they're kind of pretending that, for example, these glamorous movie stars are trying to sleep with them, and they're kind of like, yeah, they're not sort of interested. They're pretending like they wouldn't be interested in these glamorous movie stars. Anyway, that's not really a joke in itself. It's more in the way that they tell the stories, and the characters are so great, and their accents, and just the way that they tell the story and they make it funny is really, really interesting. So I hope you like listening to this. Peter Cook and Dudley Moore in the pub. Pete and Dud in the Moore.
All right, Pete, then, are you?
Not too bad, you know. Not too bad. Cheers.
What's it been doing like then?
Well, quiet, pretty quiet. Not been up to much.
No.
I had a spot of the usual trouble the other day.
Oh, did you? What happened then?
Spot of the usual trouble. Well, yeah. I come home about 11:30. We've been having a couple of drinks, remember?
Right, yeah.
I come home about 11:30.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm feeling a bit tired, so, you know, I thought I'd go to bed, you know, take my clothes off and so on, you know?
Right, yeah. Well, don't you take your clothes off before you go to bed?
No, I made that mistake this time. I got the wrong way around. Anyway, I got into bed, settled down. I was just about, you know, reading the Swiss Family Robinson.
It's good, isn't it?
It's a lovely book, Dad. It's a lovely book. And I got up to about page 483, second paragraph, when suddenly, bring, 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 bring.
What's that?
There's a phone going, bring, bring. Yeah. So I picked up the phone and... You know who it was?
Who?
Bloody Betty Grable. Calling transatlantic. Bloody Betty Grable. I said, look, Betty, what do you think you're doing? Calling me up 11:30 at night. She said, it's 2:30 in the afternoon over here. I said, I don't care what bloody time it is. There's no need to wake me up. She said, Peter, get on a plane. Come dance with me. Be mine tonight.
I thought it was the middle of the afternoon.
Yeah, what she probably meant was be mine tonight, tomorrow afternoon, our time.
Didn't she mean tomorrow afternoon and
her time? Anyway, be mine tonight, she said. I said, look, Betty, we've had our last, we've had our fun, but it's all over.
Yeah.
I said, stop pestering me. Get back to Harry James, this trumpet. Yeah. Stop pestering me, I said. I slammed the phone down and said, stop pestering me.
Shouldn't you said stop pestering me before you
slammed the phone down? I should have,
Well, it's funny to say that, because a couple of nights ago, you remember we had a couple of drinks.
Oh, I remember that, yeah.
Oh, come on, you know.
Yeah.
I was going to bed, felt a bit tired having a nightcap.
Yeah, of course.
And I was just dropping off nicely, and all of a sudden I heard this hollering in the kitchen.
Hollering?
And screaming and banging on the door, you know. I thought I must have left the gas on.
Yeah.
So I go down here, I fling open the door, You never guess. It's bloody Anna Magnani up to her knees in rice, screaming at me. Let's see more in trotty. And more he made poor favori.
Italian,
yeah. No, she covered in mud. She grabbed hold of me. She pulled me all over the floor. Yeah. She had one of them see-through blouses.
All damp, showing everything.
And she threw it. We rolled all over the floor. Yeah. I picked her up. I said, get out of here.
Yeah.
Get out of here. You Italian thing. I said, get out of here. I said,
Italian thing.
Yeah,
it's
I said
a good thing to call him.
Yeah, I said, don't you come here and mess up my rice again, mate.
I should hope not. I had the same bloody trouble about two nights ago.
Yeah.
I come in about 11:30 at night. We've been having a couple of drinks, I remember. I come in, I get into bed, you see, feeling quite sleepy. I can feel the lids of my eyes beginning to droop, you see. A bit of the droop in the eyes. I was just about to drop off when suddenly, tap, tap, tap at the bloody window pane. I looked out, you know who it was?
Who?
Bloody Greta Garbo. Bloody Greta Garbo. Stark naked. Save for a shorty nighty. She was hanging onto the windowsill. And I could see her knuckles all white. She was saying, Peter, uns neuen in the morning. You know how these bloody Swedes go on. I said, get out of it, bloody Greta Garbo. She wouldn't go. I had to smash her down with a broomstick. Poke her off the windowsill. She fell down onto the pavement with a great crash into the...
She had a nightie on, is that all?
That's all she had on, Dad. Just a...
See-through?
A see-through, yeah. Shorty nightie.
Yeah,
nothing else.
Yeah.
Except for her dark glasses, of course. Dreadful business.
Well, it's funny you should say that.
Yeah. Funny I should say that.
Yeah, four nights ago, I come home. You know, we've been having a couple of drinks. I come through the door.
Yeah.
And,
Sniff.
Sniff, I went, you know, funny smell, I thought. Smells like wood burning.
Probably burning wood, Dad.
What's that?
Burning wood, that's a perfume worn by sensual, earthy women.
Oh. It's funny you should say that, because I come in the bathroom, you know.
Yeah.
It's a bit stronger here, you know, it's funny. Sure. And come in the bedroom, you know, it's getting ridiculous, this smell, you know.
Burning wood.
And so I get in a bed, you know, turn the covers back. It's a bit warm in bed, I thought. Funny, you know, being warm. And I get in a bed, I pull out a light, and it's just going off the kit, and suddenly I feel a hand on my cheek.
Which cheek was that, Dad? Come on, which cheek was it?
It was the left upper.
Left upper.
I thought, you know, it's funny. I turned on the light. Bloody hand here, scarlet fingernails.
Yeah, who was it?
You never guessed, bloody Jane Russell.
Jane Russell?
Jane Russell in bed with me, stark naked. I said, Jane!
With a huge
with the thing. Yeah. I said, Jane, get out of here.
Get out of here.
I said, you may be mean, moody and magnificent, but as far as I'm concerned, it's all over.
Yeah,
I threw her down, I took her out of bed. I threw down the stairs.
Yeah.
I threw a bra and a gauze panties after. I threw a bra and a green silk scarf. I said, get out of here! Get out of here, you hussy! I said. I threw a light right at top, fag holder. I threw it down the stairs after. I threw a bucket of water over. I said, get out of here, you hussy! I said, don't come in my bed again, mate. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
Terrible. I'm shocked to the quick.
You're quite right. Yeah. You've got to do something about these bloody women who pester you.
They go on and on.
Yeah.
Yeah. What you doing tonight then?
Well, I thought we might go to the pictures.
Right.
Good idea.
Yes.
Well, there you go, Pete and Dud in the pub, and I hope you enjoyed that. Thanks again for listening to this episode of Luke's English Podcast, and if you liked Wagner's comments, then give him a vote, and do keep voting for the people that you think should win this prize, the Macmillan Dictionary. Thank you for listening to this episode, and stay tuned for more episodes in the near future. Bye. Thanks for listening to this episode of Luke's English Podcast. Don't forget to visit teacherluke.podomatic.com for more information.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
If you enjoyed this episode of Luke's English Podcast, consider signing up for Luke's English Podcast Premium. You'll get regular premium episodes with stories, vocabulary, grammar, and pronunciation teaching from me, and the usual moments of humour and fun. Plus, with your subscription, you will be directly supporting my work and making this whole podcast project possible. For more information about Luke's English Podcast Premium, go to teacherluke.co.uk/premium info.